There have been troubling spikes in violent crime in cities including New York, Baltimore, and Los Angeles. It's too early to talk about a national trend, but already this uptick is putting police in a tough spot. They're under pressure to push crime back down without appearing too heavy-handed, given recent protests over police brutality. NPR's Martin Costi went to LA to see how police there are trying to strike that balance.
It's always fascinating to ask veteran cops why they think violent crime fell so much since the early 90s. Some talk about changing demographics or better police tactics.
All units to a four.
But as he drives around L.A. in his unmarked car, Lieutenant Roger Murphy offers a simpler theory.
People don't walk around with a lot of cash in their pockets.
It's tough for muggers now that it's all debit cards and direct deposit. Also, why rob a bank when it's safer to stay home and commit identity theft? And look what technology is doing to the drug business.
Yeah. Narcotic sales are done a little bit more covertly. They're done through text messaging, through the internet. It's a little bit more discreet.
He thinks it's changes like this that have helped to turn around this neighborhood. This is South LA. It used to be called South Central before it was rebranded. When he started out 25 years ago, he'd hear random gunfire at all hours. But now the murder rate is about a third of what it used to be. Still, that doesn't mean things are great here. Murphy points to the California sun sinking behind the 110 freeway.
You'll see, as we go through dusk and it starts to get darker, you'll even see now a dramatic change in the neighborhood. You know, a lot of the families start to go inside and it starts to become a little bit different element.
Some of these neighborhoods are now getting more dangerous again. This spring, LAPD said shootings had jumped 31% over the same time last year, and a lot of that was here in South LA. That's why Murphy's here. He's with the elite Metropolitan Division. They're the cops the LAPD sends in to trouble spots. And suddenly, Murphy hits the gas. He's the boss of this particular Metro Division platoon, and a couple of his officers have just called for backup.
They're asking for another unit up there at 401 Broadway. I mean, they don't normally do that unless it's something a little bit
dicey. He doesn't finish his sentence, but when he gets there, the scene is under control. There's a guy in handcuffs. He's burly with a shaved head and handlebar mustache. The Metro Division officers talking to him are big, too. They get time on the job to work out, and it's pretty clear they use it. Murphy checks with them, then comes back with the story.
They know him. They know that he's on parole. He's a hangout boy gang member on parole for armed robbery.
And here you see the LAPD strategy for holding down crime. These Metro Division officers have time to seek out potential troublemakers. Often that means looking for people who are on parole or probation. They chat them up, they search them, and they search their homes for guns. That's what they're doing in this man's apartment right now. Because he's on parole, they don't need a warrant. They call these operations rollbacks. Murphy says the point is to encourage problematic people to keep their heads down.
No, hey, we're here, we're looking. Hey, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you got nothing to worry about. If you are, but you know what? Also, you guys are involved in an active gang feud. His gang is. So you want to hang out here, you're making yourself a target. You're making yourself a victim.
And L.A.'s going to see a lot more of this kind of targeted trouble spot policing. With the recent uptick in crime, the mayor now wants to double the size of the Metro Division. So, at what point does this kind of policing become too much? LAPD has gone through 20 years of difficult reforms. Even the feds were involved for a while, pushing the department to become less arrogant, to act less like an occupying army. Ronald Noblett worries that all that progress might slip away.
Oh, I believe the LAPD is at a tipping point. They could go back to what they were in a minute.
Noblett is a gang interventionist with the Urban Peace Institute. He gets a lot of credit for the decades that he's spent getting cops to talk to gang members to avert violence. Now, if crime keeps rising, he wonders if LAPD will fall back into what he calls anti-terrorism mode.
Which is kicking in doors, proning out people, arresting everybody, and suppressing. And what that does is make more enemies, create more gang members, make more people hate you, and ensure that people will not share information with you.
To be clear, Noblett doesn't think the LAPD is there yet, but he's troubled by what he sees as the department's fading interest in community policing programs. There's also the case of Azelle Ford, a mentally ill black man killed by police last summer in South LA. The police chief found the shooting justified, but the police commission recently ruled that there wasn't a good reason to confront Ford. In short, it was a case of police being a little too proactive. But back at the 77th Street Police Station, Lieutenant Murphy sees things the other way around. He says the whole point of Metro Division's tactics is to suppress crime without making a neighborhood feel like it's under siege.
We're looking to focus on those specific crime problems, those specific crime locations, specific chronic offenders. Rather than just come in and blanket a community, we're going to come in and focus on those specific spots, specific areas where crime is spiking, and make that area a little bit safer and better for the people that live there.
And so far, residents of South L.A. seem to be giving this strategy a chance. Gwendolyn Wood grew up here, and she's a neighborhood activist deeply involved in monitoring the police. She thinks the cops have less of that us-versus-them attitude.
I'm not going to say they're all good, and I'm not going to say everything they do is perfect, but we have to really start looking at the community also.
She commends the LAPD for learning to listen to the community, for being more sensitive about how operations affect neighborhoods. Despite the doubts raised by Ferguson and Azelle Ford, she thinks people are still willing to work with the cops because those people still have fresh memories of the bad old days.
They were afraid to sleep at night. They would hear a gunshot and everybody would jump into the bathtub. People do not want to live in that fear. And that's what's going to keep this community from going back to that state, because no one wants to live in fear.
Yes, Wood says things have become a little more dangerous lately, but it's still nothing like the mayhem of the early 90s. And she thinks both the community and the police are still mindful of the lessons learned back then. Martin Costi, NPR News, Los Angeles.